C-68. McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Dan didn't see the funny side of anything when he walked out of his basement in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Henry and Clark were laughing loudly at something on TV. Clark was obviously drunk, and Emma was out for the count on the couch. "Clark," he said, speaking quietly but with a firm enough tone to usher him over. When Clark was standing in front of him, he continued, "What the hell is going on?" After a few seconds, Clark shrugged dismissively as though the obvious answer was nothing. Dan then pointed to Clark's room and made a zip-across-the-lips gesture. Clark knew what he meant, go to bed before you say something stupid, and he was tired enough to think that it wasn't worth arguing. "Sure thing, boss," he said with only a hint of sarcasm. Dan walked over to Emma and tried to wake her up, starting quietly and saying her name progressively more loudly. "What are you doing?" Henry asked. "Look at her, she's peaceful." "I'm taking her home. She doesn't want to wake up here," Dan said. He looked around at the empty cans and food containers. Clark would clean it all up in the morning and do a good job of it, like he always did, but the place was a pigsty in the meantime. "A cockroach wouldn't want to wake up here." Henry laughed again while Dan kept talking in Emma's ear and tapping her cheek with his finger until she woke up. "Huh?" she said, squinting. "Oh, Dan, where have you been all night?" "Let's just get you home," he replied. "You've got a flight in less time than you want to know." Emma was fairly steady on her feet, despite sounding less lucid than Dan had ever heard her, but not steady enough for him to let her go alone. She didn't fight him on that, gladly letting him guide her outside and then into her own dark house. Dan left her at her bedroom door and went to get her a glass of water for the rest of the night. When he returned, she was still fully clothed and lying on the bed rather than in it. "Don't go yet," she said as Dan moved to the door after placing the glass on her bedside table. She sat up, which took a visible effort, and patted the bed beside her, encouraging Dan to sit. He did. "Why?" "Just because," Emma said. She wrapped her arms loosely around his neck and clasped her hands. Dan was laughing at how glazed over her eyes were until they closed. He was laughing until her lips tightened and moved slowly towards his. At that point, he pulled her hands away from his neck and stood up in one quick movement. "No," was all he said. Emma lay back on the bed and looked at him with wide but tired eyes.
"Why?"
"Because you're wasted." She rolled over to face the wall.
"Is that the only reason?"
"Just get some sleep, okay? I'll see you in the morning."
"I won't remember any of this in the morning," Emma said.
Dan laughed slightly, awkwardly, in the absence of a suitable reply.
"Unless you remind me,"
she added, her voice growing distant in the final moments before she fell asleep. Dan closed the bedroom door most of the way and walked towards the front door.
"Boo,"
a soft voice called from behind him. He turned around. Tara.
"Don't worry, I didn't hear any of that," she said, walking out from her own room just next to Emma's. "I only heard all of it. You're a good guy, you know that?"
"How long have you been here?" Dan asked, too surprised to think of any other reply.
"A few hours. I wasn't out for long. That guy was almost okay, but, well, not so much. You know when someone turns out to be nothing like what you expected?"
"Not really." Tara's face brightened up.
"That's what I like about you. Anyone else would just say, yeah, I know what you mean, but you're so straight down the line all the time. My life would be so much easier if they were all like you, Dan McCarthy."
The lighthearted way Tara said his full name was more than a little unnerving to Dan. It was so like the chirpy, sing-song voice Emma used to use when she was working for XPR and trying to gain his trust, it may as well have been a recording being played back. It seemed to him like Tara's natural accent was creeping back in now that it was so late and she wasn't thinking about it.
"Do you want to stay for a drink or something?"
Tara went on. Dan inched towards the door and shook his head. "I'm pretty tired. Maybe some other time."
"I'll hold you to that." I said maybe some other time. Tara laughed. You know, sometimes I can't work you out.
There's not a whole lot to work out, Dan said.
See, that's what I mean. Has anyone ever told you you're too honest?
Not as often as you might think. Tara grinned.
So are you going to tell her what just happened? What just, you know, almost happened?
Dan shook his head. The guy who owns the bar was giving her and Clark free drinks all night. She didn't know what she was saying. I don't think she even knew where she was.
So you're not always honest, Tara said.
This time Dan hesitated. He was, by now, standing on the doorstep. Sometimes telling someone the whole truth isn't always the right thing to do. Are you going to tell her?
I'm really good at keeping secrets, Tara replied, throwing in a mischievous wink for good measure.
She then broke into a very honest laugh.
Especially from Emma. Lifetime of experience, you know? Anyway, night, Dan. Stay sweet.
She closed the door quietly but quickly, saving him the trouble of a reply.